This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is at it again, acknowledging Tuesday that it did conduct a test firing of tactical guided missiles in its fourth round of missile launches this month. The announcement came a day after South Korea's military detected the North launching two ballistic missiles into the sea. North Korea has warned of stronger action after the Biden administration last week imposed fresh sanctions over its continued weapons test. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reviving Pyongyang's old playbook and brinksmanship to extract concessions from Washington and neighbors as his severely sanctioned economy continues to decay under pandemic-related difficulties. Russian soldiers took part in tactical exercises in a region near the Ukrainian border Monday. They conducted exercises on engineering, exploration, fortification, and mining. Russia has perturbed the West by building up troops near Ukraine and demanded that Washington pledge not to let Ukraine join NATO or expand the military alliance eastward, a stipulation that the United States refuses to accept. Washington has urged Moscow to reverse its buildup of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine. Thick ash on an airport runway was delaying in deliveries to the Pacific island nation of Tonga, where significant damage was being reported days after huge undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. New Zealand's military is sending much-needed drinking water and other supplies, but said the ash on the runway will delay the flight at least a day. A towering ash cloud since Saturday's eruption has prevented earlier flights. New Zealand is also sending two Navy ships to Tonga that will leave